here we are, RPAC day number two. You're going to be there on Tuesday no matter what, but just got off the phone talking with Coach Zoltenko. They want to be there on the championship match on Tuesday. You would love to be there as well, wouldn't you?
We would. You know, I think it's a goal that a lot of teams set forth at the beginning of the year, you know, and our goal all year, you know, hasn't really been long-term or anything like that. We've really been one point at a time, one game at a time, and that's just kind of the mindset that we have going into Monday, too. You know, we know that it's going to be a challenging game, but we're just, like I said, in that one point at a time, see where we're at the end of every set and what we need to adjust and just kind of go from there.
Girls came out and got the work done on Thursday in back-to-back three-set sweeps. They played well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did a really good job. You know, a couple, you know, we didn't serve as well as we would have liked to. And, you know, I think we had some hitting errors more than we have, you know, here in the last couple weeks. But overall, I think they did a really good job. Hitchcock County is a really good team. Their record definitely does not reflect how good those girls are. They hit really well. They just play probably some of the best defense around, you know. So I was really proud of the girls for being able to go out and keep up with them and just kind of put them away the way that we did. So that was really good to see for the girls.
I know last time I talked to you, right before the conference tournament, you were hoping to get Kaylee Softley back in the swing of things, but correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think she got any, or maybe she got limited playing time, just a little bit in those games. Is that right?
True, yes. She went in, it was like 22-17 or something like that, I don't know, in the third set against Hitchcock County, and we did put her in for those last three points, and she got the game-ending kill, so she was pretty excited about that. You know, she did practice on Friday. She looked really good. She's feeling better. I wouldn't say she's 100%, you know, just with movement-wise, but as far as front row play, I think she's doing better. We're still kind of just waiting to see what we'll do with her tomorrow night. We'd like to, you know, still try to give her as much time as we can, but we know that we're probably going to need all of our guns ready tomorrow, so I would anticipate her to see the floor a little bit more tomorrow night against Dundee County.
I'm sure she has tried every treatment possible known to man. Ice, I know, laser treatment, I don't know what else, but I'm sure trying to get that ankle healed up.
Oh, she is, you know, and she told me on Thursday, she was asking me if she could play, and she said, you know, that she was really nervous to play back row, but then Friday she just kind of jumped in and did front row and back row, and she said, Coach, I think it was my brain that was more scared than my ankle was. So, you know, just coming back from an injury like that mentally is sometimes more challenging than the, you know, the physical aspect of it, and this is really the first time she's been injured this bad, so I think once she gets comfortable, I think she'll be fine to be back in the game.
It is really odd that these two teams have not met sometime, yeah, somewhere in the regular season. Just, it seems like you should be meeting once or twice, but nope, this is the first meeting.
Yeah, I don't think that we've ever played Dundee County since I've been in Maywood Hayes Center. I guess I don't remember if we have. But yeah, so first time for us, and yeah, it does seem really strange. You know, last year I know they were picked to win and then went down to Hitchcock County in the RPAC, you know, tournament, so we didn't get to see them in conference last year either. So I honestly think it's just a benefit for both of us to just have no previous knowledge or anything of each other. I think it gives us both a really good fresh game, especially postseason here, getting ready for sub-district specifically. So I think it'll be a really good game for both of us.
Well, you know darn well both teams have some fantastic athletes. They've got some great volleyball players. Don't be surprised if this one goes the full five and makes people sweat it out, huh?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at all. That's just kind of, we gear up for that, you know, and I feel good. You know, the girls have been in several five-setters throughout this year, just some big games with Maxwell and Juanita Palisade, you know, so it's a situation we've been in, so if we get there, you know, I feel confident in that. But I just hope the girls are able to go out and be relaxed and, you know, not put too much pressure on themselves in a big game situation like this and just follow the game plan and do what they need to do.